headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Liv and Sophie with your 9 a.m. headlines. In local news, Mount Isa's community braces for a continuation of a record-breaking November heatwave. After 11 consecutive days reaching over 40 degrees Celsius, the Bureau of Meteorology predicts at least another 4 days of record-breaking heat. Construction workers and others with outdoor jobs report that the heat is often the most dangerous part of their work. Site manager Chris Williams has reportedly had to shift his staff rostering, with concreters starting work at 9 p.m. when the ambient temperature has cooled down in order not to ruin their work. According to the Bureau of Meteorology, Australia is forecasted to experience one of the hottest summers on record.
The first public hearing on nuclear energy outside of Canberra has taken place in Biloela, with locals concerned over the impacts on their agricultural land. Cattle farmer Therese Creed has come forward to state that the solar energy farms in her area are taking up too much valuable space and would rather opt for the nuclear energy plan put forward by the LNP. Other locals, however, have expressed their concern over the environmental impacts and water consumption of the proposed facility. Over 90 residents from Biloela attended the public hearing at the local RSL, hosted by the House Select Committee on Nuclear Energy, to ensure their views were heard.
In national news, researchers at CSIRO are revolutionising the process of cultivating baby corals in laboratories through an invention called the Gripper. This world-first robotic hand replicates the dexterity of a human hand, making it effective for handling fragile coral tissue. This invention will be groundbreaking in coral restoration efforts. Inventor and president of the Beyond Coral Foundation says that the next challenge is placing corals back in their natural habitat, and a well-designed gripper could facilitate the transition from growth to deployment.
Scientists are calling to protect the Nullarbor from a proposed project, the Western Green Energy Hub. Experts have urged the federal government to nominate the area for UNESCO World Heritage listing to protect Western Australia's Nullarbor, which is now facing a new threat. The Western Green Energy Hub will take up 15,000 square kilometres and plans to produce 3.5 million tonnes of zero-carbon green hydrogen from wind and solar energy. While the WGEH CEO, Raymond McDonald, assured the public that the project aims to have minimal environmental impact, ecologist Dr. Stefan Eberhard has stated that the impacts of such a large development could be devastating to the highly interconnected landscape. He states that the federal government need to intervene and stop this project going ahead before irreparable damage is done to the potential World Heritage property.
In international news, the use of IV drips as a pseudo-wellness trend is causing worldwide shortages of the essential medicine, concerning doctors across the globe. GP clinics are having to compete for access to these IV fluids with wellness companies promising anti-aging and supercharged immunity benefits. Celebrities and social media influencers have been promoting the usage of IV drips online as a hangover cure, which is causing GPs to ration care and make decisions on which patients need the drips most. Patients are additionally having to stay in hospital recovery units for longer because of forced rationing.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is low, and make sure to slip, slop, slap, as the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au/news.